Every month, Aloha Friday brings Hawaii to the Willamette Valley at Cosmic in Eugene. This month's Aloha Friday is tonight, March 14th, beginning with an open mic at 6 p.m. Featured performers will then include the accomplished Hawaiian musicians Herb Oda Jr., Chino Montero, and Keoki Kahumoko, with hula dancer Christina Wong as well. Since Keoki is also a pig farmer in the Big Island, he's also going to be giving a slideshow and a talk this evening at Cosmic. They all join us in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
It is quite the song family you've brought here to us today. This is quite a party we have going on in the studios. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful gathering of friends and bringing the music together. It's been our fifth day on the road now, and started out in Arizona and working our way up through California, and it's nice to be here in Eugene.
Well, let's dive right into a song, shall we? What's the first thing you feel like playing for us?
Do an old Maui tune written by Mr. Pi'ilani Watkins called Waikoloa.
Aie Waikoloa, ho me ho o ki pa malili, pu me hana no ike a. I kaleo kamakamaka ai ai vai kala ho me ho o ki pa malihini me hana no I he aloha I kaleo kamakamaka hui aku ao mahalo I kanani ao ka Nani no ia o ka halei pukue kue
Play that ukulele
Montero.
Clapping out there, Eugene. I hear you.
Live in the KLCC studios, Chino Montero on vocals and guitar there, and Herb Ota Jr. on the ukulele, and Keoki Kahumoku on the guitar and vocals as well. Chino, what makes you decide to use the falsetto singing style that you're known for? What is it about that style that draws you?
I was gravitated to the hui ohana in my teen years and loved the way Dennis Paval sang, and I wanted to try and sound like that and sing like that. I asked around, and people didn't really know how to explain it to me. So I would sit around at home with the headphones on from the stereo and drive my parents crazy. And they're like, shut up! But I figured it out after a while. So. But I love the style.
And Keoki, you are a slack key guitarist. It's also a very deep tradition in the Hawaiian music. What is it about the slack key style that really appeals to you?
Well, I really had no choice. Yeah. I was kind of forced into it. My family, actually the fifth generation of musicians in my family, and I really kind of take my hat off to my dad and my Uncle Moses. Everybody knows my dad, George Kahumoku Jr., and my Uncle Moses, Kahumoku. If it wasn't for them kind of shoving me along the way, I probably would just be a hog farmer today.
There's a lot of deep family tradition within this trio of musicians here. There's a lot of musical tradition that you all come from. Herb, also your family is very deep in the musical tradition here. Is there a different way that music is passed down in Hawaiian culture than there might be here for us Haoles on the mainland? Or is it just the way it happens to be in your families?
It happens that way due to that every household that you go to, you'll have ukuleles and guitars lying around. And when family come over, gatherings, you know, they'll sit around and sing songs and have fun doing it, you know.
It seems like, I think technology over here has kind of cost us that in a certain way, you know. The tradition of sitting around on the porch is less when there's the opportunity to watch TV and the internet and all of that.
I think it's costing us too now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
We got to reel the kids back in.
Yeah. Chino Montero, Herb Ota Jr., and Keoki Kahumoko live in the KLCC studios and live tonight at Cosmic in Eugene with Christina Wong dancing hula as well. An open mic and jam session with them beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, and the music then will follow that. And Keoki, you are also a hog farmer, as you mentioned. You'll be talking about sustainable farming in Hawaii. I would imagine that would be different in the isolated ecosystem that Hawaii is. It's such an unusual place over there. What characterizes sustainable farming in Hawaii?
Well, for us, it's mostly the lifestyle that we live. And a lot of it is more, instead of the way that we use our products or services that we have, most of it is really, we do a lot more barter and trading. And I think what it is too is that with all the different families out there, the way that we live allows us to feed off of each other in a way that we can actually, you know, sustain our own lives. And, you know, everybody wants a little bit better in life, you know. So sometimes you just got to learn how to work harder, or in this case, learn how to work smarter, especially being out in the middle of the ocean. You know, I remember it was less than 3 years ago when we had that, you know, ship stopped coming to Hawaii. And there was a big fight. Guys were getting into fist fights at Walmart for toilet paper. So something like that, you know, it triggers something in you to say, hey, and let's take a look at what we're doing and how we're going to be able to continue to live this lifestyle. And I think a lot of the information has been passed down through all of us, through the kupuna or the generations before us, kind of laid down a platform for us to work off of. And so what we do is we take the information that works and use it to the best of our abilities.
Sometimes living smarter means living simpler, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? We figure that out. A lot of times you just have to step back, you know.
Okay.
We don't have much land, so we can't be just digging up landfills here and there and all over, you know. You got to be smarter now.
We should take the same lessons over here in the mainland and act as if we didn't have much land. We'd probably live better.
Yeah, you'll have good land.
Keoki Kahumoko, Herb Ota Jr., and Chino Montero live in the KLCC studios and live at Cosmic tonight in Eugene. What's the next song you're going to play for us?
We're going to do an instrumental piece. Takes you to the Saturday morning Looney Tune cartoon. Song titled Turkey in a Straw. Thank you.
Mr. Herb Walter Jr. on ukulele.
As well as Chino Montero and Keoki Kahumoko doing Turkey in the Straw live in the KLCC studios and live tonight at Cosmic. Well, given what happened on Kauai after Hurricane Iniki, shouldn't that be like feral chickens in the straw? That's what I remember over there. It's like chickens everywhere.
And a lot of them, too. Yeah,
way too many.
No, those are range chickens.
Now they're
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah, very free range. Huh? It was a very shocking experience to be going through the Kauai jungles and suddenly be accosted by chickens. And feral pigs are somewhat of an issue in places, too. It seems like Molokai had quite a bit, as I recall.
Molokai, in fact, all the islands have some of their own issues with dealing with them. But even that's part of the sustainability of Hawaii, is taking all of that livestock that's been, eventually migrated there somehow, either as gifts or people that brought them as part of their culture. So part of it is also learning how to utilize that instead of just going and... You know, we realize that the Aina is in dire straits, but at the same time, a lot of the species and animal species that have come to Hawaii have learned to adapt and be there and live symbiotically with us. And basically what we've learned to do is to utilize those whatever it might be, cattle or pigs or sheep or goats or, you know, birds, utilize it so that in a way whatever... it's taken, can be then given back.
Just as you adapted musical instruments from the ukulele, which I think had Portuguese origins originally, as I recall, and the guitar, the slack key guitar, that style came from needing to not break strings. Isn't that the way it originated? Tune it down to keep from breaking strings?
Well, that there are actually, I was doing some research in the district of Kau, and there is a tuning. Because of the fact that there weren't any strings, they'd actually take off one of the strings because they just didn't know how to perform with it. But when the Chinese came to Hawaii, you know, during the plantation days, Chinese came to Hawaii, they brought the cats. We had plenty of strings.
Adaptation. There it goes again.
Violins, you know, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of it is being able to adapt to the environment with all the changes that have happened. And... you find out, too, a lot of times if you just observe what's happening in nature, take the time. Sometimes you don't have to jump right into it and start, oh, I need to do this. Sometimes we need to step back. You know, like the Ohia Forest in Hawaii has taken hundreds and hundreds, thousands of years to come out of a plant that grows out of lava rocks.
What an amazing place Hawaii is culturally and naturally in a variety of ways.
Very much so.
Keoki Kahumoko, Herb Ota Jr., and Chino Montero in the KLCC studios, and Aloha Friday at Cosmic tonight with an open mic beginning at 6 before the performances. One more song this afternoon, gentlemen. What shall it be?
I like to, we didn't talk about this song, but I like to do this next song and send it out to one of our kupuna out there, to a song written by the Reverend Uncle Dennis David Kamakahi. A song called Puohane.
Kanoe kuahiri.
Kaoki Kahumoko, Herb Ota Jr., and Gina Montero live in the KLCC studios along with hula dancer Christina Wong live tonight at Cosmic in Eugene, bringing the Made in Hawaii tour, beginning with an open mic at 6 and performance after that. For more on Herb Ota Jr., visit herbotajr.com. Find more about Chino on Reverb Nation and Facebook, Kaoki at kaokikahumoko.com, and Aloha Friday at eugenealohafriday.com on Facebook. I'm Eric Allen. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in and sharing the afternoon with us.
Mahalo for having us. Appreciate it.